first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you, transcribed, One Man's Family. Overheard between Clifford and Mother and Father Barber in the library.
You're going out, Clifford?
Yeah, I'm going over to Morty's.
It's been so long since you've been interested in girls, it seems a little strange.
Not doing him any harm, apparently. I'd be inclined to say that this Morty is a pretty good medicine for him.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, for first aid to fast relief from headache and acid indigestion, always depend on Alka-Seltzer. Well, this is the end of the holiday season. It's back to work tomorrow, and you'll want to be feeling your best. So here's a tip, friends. If the holiday activities have left you feeling worn out, maybe with a headache or an acid-upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer now and again tonight before you go to bed. Try that, won't you? With your discomfort relieved, you'll sleep better and wake up feeling better tomorrow morning. Remember, Alka-Seltzer is first aid to fast relief from headache and acid indigestion, and always dependable.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 1, Book 82. A pallid sun is trying to break through a foggy mist in San Francisco on this first day of 1951. At the family home in Seacliff, Father and Mother Barber rose at their customary time this morning because they celebrated the new year by going to bed early. Clifford, however, did not go to bed early. He took Monty Pemberton out last night, and they duly observed the advent of 1951. It is well past noon now, and Clifford, on top of the world after a late and hearty breakfast, is shaved and showered and ready to go out. As he comes down the stairs, the doorbell rings.
Who is it, Clifford?
It's a wire, Mom. I'll bring it in there.
Huh? You say it was a wire, Clifford?
Yeah. It's addressed to the barbers. You want to open it, Dad?
Yeah. New Year's greeting, no doubt.
Oh, you've got yourself all spruced up, Clifford. You look nice.
Well, thank you, Mom.
Oh, from Teddy.
Oh, what did she say, Henry?
Arrived safely, Tokyo. Happy New Year. Much love to everybody, Teddy.
Oh, that's swell.
I wish that had come before Paul went out. He said it was about time we were hearing from Teddy.
Well, where did he go?
I think he said he and Nicolette were going for a drive, didn't he, Henry?
Oh, mumbled something as he went out. I suppose that's what he said. You are going somewhere too, Clifford?
Yeah, going over to Marty's. I wondered if I could take your car.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been so long since you've been interested in having a date, Clifford, it seems a little strange.
You think I'm overdoing it? Well, I took Morty out on the town last night, and I'm going to see her again this afternoon. Looks like I'm kind of giving her the rush, doesn't it?
Well, not doing you any harm, apparently. Been some time since I've seen you display the spirit and cheerfulness you have lately. If Morty's responsible, I'd be inclined to say that she must be pretty good medicine for you.
Well, I'll tell her you said that, Dad. That's quite a compliment coming from you.
I should think so.
Well, I better be shoving off.
I don't suppose you'll be home for dinner.
No, Mom. Well, I'll be seeing you.
All right, Clifford. Have a good time.
Yeah.
And thanks for letting me have the car, Dad.
Be sure and take your overcoat, Clifford.
Yeah, I got it right out here. Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
I don't know when I've seen Clifford looking so well.
You know, Fanny, this Morty Pemberton may be the making of that boy. She just might be able to accomplish what none of the rest of us have been able to do with Clifford, eh?
What do you mean? Accomplish what?
Give him an incentive to make something of himself.
Well, I think it's nice he's found some feminine companionship, but...
Huh? But what?
Nothing. But after all, he hardly knows this girl.
There may be, but she's being a very good influence on him, don't you think?
Yes. I suppose she has, in a way.
In a way? I don't know why you're qualifying.
Oh, don't pick up every little phrase and make me analyze it.
Well, Fanny, I'm only trying to get at what you're thinking. Too much to hope for.
What?
Women's minds are much too devious for a mere man to comprehend. Best way is to...
Happy New Year!
Well, that's Jack. Happy New Year!
Come in, my boy. Come in.
Well, everybody gone off and left you two? Hi, Mom. How about a kiss for 1951?
Jack, dear.
See that? See that? Glad to see you. Where's the rest of the family?
Oh, Betty's bedding the kids down for a nap. She's going to run over as soon as they're asleep.
Oh, that's nice.
I saw Cliff leaving in your car a while ago. I yelled at him across the hedge, and he said he was off to see Maudie. Getting to be quite a lover boy.
Oh, Jack.
Just kidding, Mom. I think it's swell.
Oh, Henry, show Jack Teddy's wire. It just came a few minutes ago.
Everything okay?
Here you are.
I guess she spent New Year's Eve in the air. Seems strange to think she's on the other side of the world. And much love to everybody. Nice wire. I bet the poor kid's lonesome.
Hey, George, that reminds me. I wonder if she remembered to notify Elwood that she had been suddenly ordered to Tokyo.
Oh, it's okay, Dad. I wrote to Elwood myself.
Huh? You wrote?
Yeah, the night Teddy left. There were a lot of things she wanted me to tell him, so I wrote him a long letter.
Just a moment, Jack. I don't understand. Why would Teddy want you to write to Elwood?
Well, I was writing more or less as an attorney, Dad.
Huh? What did you tell him?
Now, Henry, if Jack was acting as an attorney, he might not want to tell you what Teddy asked him to say.
Right. It may be years before he'll see her again. Well, you would have thought that she would have notified him out of common courtesy.
Well, after all, the marriage is completely dead, and Teddy thought it'd be better if he were told everything in a businesslike way. This way, you'll know there's absolutely no hope, and I do think it... Well, you get callers? I'll go see who it is. Probably another wire from somebody.
Yes.
Henry, dear, there's nothing we can do, so don't start worrying about it all over again. And Teddy's going to Tokyo is probably the best solution to the whole thing.
Hello, Jack.
Huh?
Elwood.
What in the world?
Well, come on in.
Jack, is that Elwood?
Happy New Year.
Well, this is a surprise.
Yes, how are you, Father Barber?
We thought you were in Wisconsin.
Why, Elwood.
Happy New Year to you, Mother Barber.
Well, same to you.
You could have knocked me over with a feather when I opened the door and saw Elwood standing there.
Yeah, I suppose I should have sent a wire telling you I was coming, but... I thought I'd give you a surprise.
Yes. Well, we thought you'd plan to stay back there until after the New Year.
Well, I did plan to, but I suddenly got homesick, so I took the train and... Well, here I am.
When'd you get here?
San Francisco?
Yeah.
Oh, a few minutes ago. I took a cab and came directly here. I wanted to surprise you. My surprise has always exasperated Teddy.
You'll stay and have dinner with us, Elwood?
Well, I sort of like to get over to San Rafael before dark. I thought maybe I might go by Maud Pemberton's apartment and see Teddy for a moment if she's in. She didn't answer my letter, but, well, there are some things I want to talk over with her.
Yes. Elwood, the reason she didn't answer...
Oh, I realize it. It must have been a hard letter for her to write because I asked her if she couldn't see her way clear to try again to make a go of our marriage, so...
Look, Elwood, I wrote you a long letter for Teddy, but... You left back there before it reached you.
Oh?
You see, she got a very unexpected and hurried order, and she had to leave here. She's in Tokyo.
We just had a wire from her today.
Show it to Elwood, Jack.
Yeah, I put it right here.
It was to all of us. It was meant for everybody.
Here, Elwood.
Thank you.
Yes. That's the first word we've had from her since she left. Yes, sent her love to everybody.
Well, I'm afraid this message wasn't supposed to include me, Father Barber.
Huh?
No, I think I finally got the idea. Jack, in this letter you wrote for Teddy, was there any hope at all, I mean, for our marriage?
Well, you see, when I wrote it, she already had her orders to go to Tokyo, Elwood, so...
Yeah, sure, but, well, if she hadn't had those orders, would she have been willing to... come back to me?
No.
I see.
You're free to go ahead and get a divorce or anything you like now, Elwood. She left the keys to the car, which she wants you to have, and her share in any community property is yours. She instructed me to handle everything for her, but she wanted you to understand that she wanted you to go ahead however you liked, and there'd be no demands or any complications from her end. I hate to tell you all this, but that's the way it is, so I... can't see any point trying to make it sound any better than it actually is.
Yes, of course. I understand, Jack. Thank you for...
Well, my boy, it may have been quite different if this transfer by the Army hadn't upset all Teddy's plans. Why, she might very well...
No, Father Barber. As Jack says, there's no use trying to kid myself about the situation. It's over, and I gotta face it, that's all. Of course, when you love somebody, the shock of realizing... Well, excuse me for discussing my personal affairs this way, but...
It's all right, Elwood. We understand. And we're all dreadfully sorry it had to turn out this way.
Yes, yes. Sorrier than we can ever tell you.
Thank you. And I'll always be grateful for the way you've accepted me into the family. That means that...
I'll get it. Hey, excuse me, Elwood.
Certainly, Jack.
Hello. Jack. Was this Cliff? Huh? What's the matter? You've been taking dope or something? Oh, no, you sound so happy. Where are you? Oh, Dad? Yeah, just a second. Cliff says he's got some good news for you, Dad.
Huh? Where is he?
At Maudie's.
Well, don't keep him waiting, Henry.
Yeah. Hello? You what? Huh? Oh, well, good for you, my boy.
What is it, Henry?
That makes me mighty happy, Cliff. Thank you for calling and telling me. Good. Oh, Clifford, tell Morty... Oh, he's gone. George Fenny, that's good news.
What's he done, Henry? He's not engaged, is he?
No, no. He just called to say that Morty had convinced him to make a New Year's resolution. Fenny, Clifford has taken a solemn vow to get the job. He's starting the first thing tomorrow to find one. Morty is the best thing that's ever happened to Clifford.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. And now, ladies, I want to tell you about Bactine, the finest family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide you've ever used. Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers, yet it is so gentle to skin, so fresh and clean-smelling. Bactine is stainless, odorless. Yes, it is powerful, and it does protect against the spread of infection. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and try it at our risk. When someone in the family has a cut or scratch, bathe it with Bactine. When the itching and burning of athlete's foot causes discomfort, bathe the feet with Bactine. When you're caring for the sick or preparing food, make sure your hands are clean. Bathe them with Bactine. These are but a few of Bactine's many, many household uses. Get a bottle of Bactine and read how this remarkable product can be helpful to you every day. All we ask you to do is try your first bottle of this wonderful new family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic, that it has more helpful uses in your home than any antiseptic you've ever used, return the bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Yes, double your money back if you don't like Bactine. Your drugstore has Bactine in 30 and 70-cent size bottles. Be sure you ask for Bactine, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Fanny, do you suppose Elwood intends to go ahead and get a divorce from Teddy?
I don't think he has any other choice now, Henry.
Well, at least the new year has brought us hope for Clifford's future.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. Bactine. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Clifford begins his quest for work. Chapter 2, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.